Hello, everyone. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, on your yoga mat, shout out to Jennifer, my friends over at Mocha Coffee House, the assistant principal at Central High School who listens to me as she cleans her house, and to those of you at Mayo Clinic who've played my podcast during your staff meetings, I welcome you to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. I also want to give a shout out to Christy Blade, who's the publisher of Rochester, Minnesota's Post Bulletin newspaper. Each Friday, my podcast is featured in the Post Bulletin newspaper. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you so much. What would a world look like without soft skills? Well, I got a glimpse of it this morning. There were a group of teenagers sitting at a bus stop, staring at their phones and texting each other. Can they just put their phones down and talk to each other? But that's where we are. Conversation has become a lost art. In fact, poor soft skills are becoming an epidemic. I think to myself and wonder, will my grandkids have the skills to have relationships or build relationships, let alone lead others? I don't know. But what I do know is this trend needs to stop. Let's begin by defining what soft skills are. Soft skills are the ability to communicate and work well together. They're important to the human culture because they are the infrastructure that builds community. For example, in the corporate world, hard skills get all the headlines. But if you want to get promoted, you need strong soft skills. In his book, Emotional Intelligence at Work, Daniel Goleman states that 90% of what moves a person up the success ladder is emotional intelligence, or EQ. He also states that EQ is 2 times as important in distinguishing top performers from average ones, and 4 times as important in senior roles. This particular soft skill refers to the ability to manage your emotions with others. I'd like you to pause for a moment and think back to your favorite teacher, manager, or boss. Do you have someone in mind? Chances are they were hired for their hard skills, experience, job-related tasks, etc. But the reason why you remember them is for their soft skills. Soft skills are what we remember about a person. For example, when you feel listened to, you feel valued and supported. Strong soft skills make a person memorable. Soft skills are important because they provide context to written, visual, and spoken language. But as of late, we've begun to shift away from what makes us human. As technology has evolved, it's created a soft skills gap. We live in a digital age where jobs can be automated, people can be obsolete. But the one thing that separates us from robots and machines are soft skills. Soft skills such as the ability to empathize with another person's feelings. It's a differentiator that makes us human. Let's take, for instance, the job search process. Now, most likely your resume is filled with hard skills, experience, job-related tasks, etc. That's what got you the interview. But what you'll get judged on during the interview is your soft skills, how you communicate, your body language, tone, and inflection of voice. Without strong soft skills, your chances of landing the job decrease immensely. Technology has made communication more efficient, but it's also created a disconnect. Like online dating, we readily trust a person's profile rather than actually getting to know them in person. We choose to communicate via text and email and risk miscommunication. And even though 93% of communication is nonverbal, we find ourselves easily distracted, constantly checking our phone rather than actually talking to the people that we're with. With the click of a button, we can buy, send, and update our status instantly. But we're not fully present. We're distracted. But let's get something straight here. Technology is not the enemy of soft skills. Convenience is. It's much more convenient to communicate virtually. In fact, it takes more effort, more energy, and focus to talk to and listen to someone in real life than it does to respond to them online. But because we've chosen the easy way out, our soft skills have eroded because of it. So this raises the question, if we continue with this pace, will soft skills eventually become extinct? The answer is yes, but I do believe there's hope. We need to know that if we don't make a concerted effort, soft skills will disappear as we know it. To preserve soft skills, we need to know that at its core, it's about the connection. Soft skills are kind of like relationships. They take time to develop, to truly blossom. Relationships are foundational to any great accomplishment. And without strong soft skills, your personal impact is limited. But because soft skills take time to cultivate, to truly develop, unfortunately, we live in an instant gratification society. We want everything now. Learning soft skills requires patience and repetition. I'm learning this as a grandparent. My goal is to give my grandkids the tools to effectively navigate the world, both socially and emotionally, by teaching and modeling to them soft skills, like putting their phone down during dinner time, making eye contact when talking to others, or initiating conversations by asking questions. So what can you do to save soft skills from extinction? Well, you can start by not assuming that soft skills are common sense. James Heckman, Nobel Prize winner and University of Chicago economist, wanted to know what advantage does a high school student have over GED graduate if they have similar test scores. So I researched the Perry Preschool Project. It started in the 1960s with 123 disadvantaged children put in a program 5 days a week for 2 hours over a period of 2 years, starting at the ages of 3 and 4. What he found was this: by teaching character, conscientiousness, grit, and delayed gratification resulted in higher annual income, better health, and fewer crimes attempted. He also found that investing in early education development with an emphasis on communication boosted soft skills and influenced IQ in all participants. In fact, this program was so successful that the effects of it are still being felt through generations nearly 50 years later. So our job is to make sure that we teach and model soft skills to the next generation of coworkers, peers, and children. We can do this by being proactive, volunteering as a leader, being adaptable, and problem-solving our local community. We can also develop our soft skills by learning how to actively listen, being aware of our body language, and uplifting teammates with a positive attitude. So my challenge for you is this as I wrap up. Invest in people by learning how to actively listen and communicate more effectively. That's how you and I can help save soft skills from extinction. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.